And I thought, you know, like, why running? Well, it's because of people that I'm running with, you know, and I'm not running with these people. They're passing me. I'm passing them. Their hellos, their waves, their kindness is making me like myself because I'm part of a community that is bigger than a time limit.
Hi, I'm Coach MK, founder of the Fitness Protection Program. I'm a run coach, not a life coach. We're never really talking about the running. Running is the tool. It's the conduit we use to examine the world we live in, as well as its impact on our own lives and the lives of the people around us. How we react to certain people and to certain stories tells us a lot about how we view ourselves. I'm committed to the thoughtful, intentional exploration of the importance of running so that no one discounts their own badassery, ever. Final note, this podcast is geared towards every runner who won't lose their home, livelihood, or health insurance if they show up to the corral with a hangover. Not that I'm encouraging you to do that, just saying. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fitness Protection Podcast.
Hey guys, Amy here. I did something monumental yesterday. I ran 9 miles for the first time in 6 years. I have not covered past 6.2 miles in the last 6 years. My last half marathon was in March of 2013. So I have not run anything, walked anything, done anything past a 10K in 6 years. And then, so yesterday I did 9 miles. I did walk from mile 5 to 6. That's okay. That happens, you know. I had a lot of thoughts on yesterday's run. And it all kind of like came together in this weird, like, 2.5 hour long thought process of life. So I'm a very competitive human being, but I'm like this weird competitive human being who only competes in things in which I can either win or finish like towards the top. You know, 2 weeks ago, I had a staff meeting and we have these monthly challenges and these monthly things with our advisory houses. And 2 weeks ago, I did not understand the requirements for the most recent challenge that we had. And they told us what those requirements are. And like, I'm sitting here processing it and I'm like, what the bleepity bleep? I lost it in the meeting. Like, I was incredibly unprofessional in that meeting because I am very competitive with things that I can win. And these house challenges are things that, like, I can win. And it's not me, it's my students and just like my misunderstanding of the requirements. My principal actually called and she's like, are you okay? And I was like, Hillary, I just want to win. Because I only compete in things that I can win. You know, in high school, I played softball because I grew up playing ball. Like, I know baseball. I know softball. I definitely know baseball more than I know softball. You know, so I can swing a bat. I can catch a ball. I didn't make the basketball team in 7th grade. And I never played basketball again. It was because it was like, no, like, I am only going to compete in things in which I can win or like I find competition fair, easy. I don't really know. And so that like made me think, why in the world would I ever choose running? Because we have to be real. We have to be honest. I am not a competitive runner. You know, I ran yesterday 9 miles in 2 hours and 41 minutes and 24 seconds. That is not a competitive speed, right? You know, it is what it is. And I really thought, I was like, why do I choose running? And I thought about it and I thought really hard as to why I run. And I run because I can compete. The competition is myself. I'm competing against myself. I'm competing against myself from 9 years ago, from 6 years ago, even from 2 weeks ago. I ran a 10K portion of a marathon with one of my very best, most cherished friends out in Athens, Greece. Told her I would meet her at 30K. I couldn't figure out how to get to 30K, but I knew how to get to 31K. So I like stood under 31K and I ran in for 10K of it. I took her partner's bib from the day before and like slapped it on. And like, so it looked like I was supposed to be there, even though I wasn't registered for it. And I really hope I don't get in trouble for admitting this. I didn't cross the finish line. I didn't grab a medal. I bailed out at 41K because like I wasn't running a full marathon. And I've got a half marathon in 3 weeks. And it's going to be my first half marathon in 6 years. And my competition is time. I'm running the Dallas White Rock Marathon. It's not the White Rock Marathon anymore. It hasn't been. It's like the BMW Dallas Marathon. It's something. But to me, growing up in Dallas, it is and always will be the White Rock Marathon for me. It has a 4-hour time limit. Based on my run yesterday, like, I have to be real that there's a chance that I might not make that time limit. I don't know how I feel about that. This might be the first half marathon that I ever run the majority of it. I wouldn't say ever. I did in 2011, 2012. I did run some half marathons, the majority of them. But this one's going to be different because this one, like, I really am going to run the whole thing and I'm going to not be exhausted and dead at the end of it the way I did when I was running them back in 2011 and 2012. And by the time I was doing them in 2013, I was doing way more walking than running. But so like I'm competing against myself and I'm competing against time. And I'm thinking to myself on this run, I run this trail behind a shopping center called Aspen Grove. I actually had to like move back an entire mile and a half in order to get in all 9 miles. It was kind of crazy when I like parked my car at the trailhead and I was like, I've never started from here. I've always started from Rachel Carson Nature Center to get in my run. And so we take off running. And while I run to like the same, I don't know if it's 7 songs. I don't know if it, I'm pulling up my phone to count how many songs it actually is. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The same 10 songs by Pink. And, I throw in my AirPods. I press play on Pink and I shuffle those songs and they go on and on and on. And as I'm running, you know, I'm passing other runners and I'm doing the runner's wave, you know, making sure to keep my head up. Hello. And I'm in my head because I'm competing against myself and I'm competing against somebody who I know I can beat. And that person I'm beating is the person from 2 weeks ago. It's the person from 3 months ago. It's the person from 9 years ago. And, you know, and I set in my head what that competition actually is. And I noticed something different on today's run that I haven't seen in a really, really long time. I was not angry about the fact that I might not win this competition. And during all of this, I'm running and saying hello to all the runners. And I would say, you know, 98% of runners, they say hello back. They say good morning. And they, you know, like they give you the thumbs up, you know, like they're so supportive. Like, and they know nothing about you. They don't know if you've just started running, if you've been running for 3 hours, they know nothing. All they know is that they're passing you. Right. So Pink has a song, Perfect. There's an explicit word in front of it. I'm not going to say it, but it's perfect. And my favorite line in that song is change the voices in your head, make them like you instead. And as I was passing all these runners and they're saying hello to me and they're being kind and they're smiling and I'm doing the same thing back and I'm passing my tree. This tree means the world to me. It's about a mile and a half in from where I normally start. And it was like my goal place to run to and to run back. And in my head, I was always a runner if I could get to this tree and if I got back. And as I started like fully training with MK, I stopped hitting that tree because I started heart rate training and like really listening to my body and actually being able to run, which meant I had to take a step back and I had to walk a whole lot more. And I had to like think about like, oh shit, I'm not hitting this tree anymore, but I'm more of a runner today than I was before I was training with MK and all of these things. And lots of like thoughts in my head around this tree. So I pass my tree, and that's exactly when Change the Voices in Your Head, Make Them Like You Instead, like comes in the line. And I'm just like, yeah, yeah, Make Them Like You Instead. And as I'm passing people, and I ran for 2 hours and 41 minutes and 24 seconds, which was a really long time. the longest I have run in 6 years. I thought about all of those runners who said hello to me, who smiled at me, who waved at me, who told me good luck and good job and all of these things. And I thought to myself, Amy, you need to stop with the time piece and look at the voices in your head that like you. And it's all of these runners. And it really like made me think about like back to that competition piece. I only compete in things in which I know I have the ability to win. And I thought, you know, like, why running? Well, it's because of people that I'm running with, you know, and I'm not running with these people. They're passing me. I'm passing them. Their hellos, their waves, their kindness is making me like myself because I'm part of a community that is bigger than a time limit. And, you know, I just have to start looking at these runners who are passing me and saying hello and putting smiles on their faces. And they are assuming the best. So I walked from mile 5 to 6, and then I picked it back up at mile 6. And, you know, I do this embarrassing thing where I slap my own ass. And I'm like, let's go. Like, it's not really embarrassing. It's more embarrassing to admit that I do this, but I, so I like slap my ass and I'm like, all right, let's go. And at some point this runner comes by me. Maybe she saw me slap my own ass and tell myself to go. I don't know. And she says something to me and I don't really hear her, and she's running beside me. And then all of a sudden she says, let's go. And she runs in front of me. And so I pick up my pace and I'm like, what? Where is this coming from? I don't even run this fast normally. Like, and it was like pickups in the middle of my 9 mile run around like 6, 6.5 miles, you know, and she picks up. And so I pick up and I'm following her and she's pacing me. And then she kind of backs down and she starts walking and I'm like, no, I'm gonna keep going. And then I keep going and then she catches up with me and we do the cat and mouse chase for a good half mile and maybe even a mile. And she gets ahead of me and she stops at the trailhead at Rachel Carson, which is normally where I start. And she's waiting for me. This person I do not know is waiting for me. And I take my headphone out and I wave to her and I say, thanks. And she goes, you're not done. And I said, no, I've got 2 more miles. And she's like, how many are you doing today? I've got 9. I'm at 7 right now. And she was like, well, great. Keep it up. And she goes to her car and I keep running. And I think to myself, like, my competition is me. I'm competing against me. I'm competing against those voices in my head that oftentimes do not like me. And I've got to change those voices in my head and make them like me instead. And I'm doing that by being part of a community, which the only time I ever don't feel like I belong is in a race, when I'm racing against a time limit. All other times, I feel like I belong. All other times, these other runners that are passing me and saying hello and are pacing me, and you'll hear these stories over and over and over of how strangers pace one another and how they just like pick us up, you know, like Dove, who I ran part of the Athens Marathon with, she met strangers along the way that picked her up. I picked her up at 31K. And that's the beauty of this sport and of this competition. And what's, I think for me, and like bigger picture, and what's even more amazing is the change the voices in your head and make them like you instead comes from this entire community. And finding MK, who was the first person that I texted when I finished. Like, I took my headphone out and I started crying and laughing and jumping up and down because I had just run 9 miles. And then I texted MK and I was like, MK, this is what I did. Thank you so much for loving me. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for believing in me. Thanks so much for helping me change the voices in my head to make me like myself instead. And I just think that that's wonderful. And I think that's amazing. And slowly but surely, you know, I'm not going to listen to those stupid timelines, those arbitrary things that make me not like myself. Because when I compete against myself, only I can win. So we got, you're coached, you're loved. Thanks, guys. See ya.